So, Jim, we're kind of at the end of term, end of the year, 7 months into the Assembly. What's your impression?
Well, we're prematurely at the end of term because this Assembly can find no work to do, and therefore it's taking a five-week break, effectively, which I think is scandalous, not what the taxpayers expect. Been here 7 months, as you say. Apart from the budget, we have passed no legislation, seen no government bills, not debated a single line of legislation that the executive proposes to bring forward. Why? Because this is a dysfunctional, unworkable place, and that is because, of course, the system of government guarantees it'll be unworkable, because to be in government, you don't have to be agreed about anything. You're just there as of right if you're a big enough party, and therefore no surprise that when they are in government, they can't agree about anything which would manifest itself in a legislative programme. So the people of Northern Ireland have been sold short by this white elephant and by what passes for government, which is nowhere near good government here in Stormont.
When you kind of look in the context of your own role here and your consistency work and so on, where do you feel you kind of add most impact? Is it kind of in committees? Is it sitting in the chamber? Is it doing constituency stuff? Is it asking questions?
I think it's all of those things. I promised when I came here that I would be a thorn in the flesh of Sinn Féin DUP
role. Some pain in the pullover or something? I can't remember.
I think most people think that I've done adequately in that regard. And I think that Stormont is a better place for that, because this is a place where, unbelievably, there is no facility for opposition, and therefore you have to make those facilities. And any legislature, any government, anywhere in the world requires a vibrant opposition, yet that's the one thing that this place has set itself to trying to close down and make sure it never gets off the ground. So I think that by being a constant source of such limited opposition as one could bring, in fact, one is making a small contribution to better government against a context of very, very poor government.
Do the committees not kind of provide a kind of an opposition, a scrutiny?
They do, but you can only be in one of them, and I think in that committee I have brought that scrutiny challenge, and also on the floor of the Assembly. But this space is crying out for a vibrant official opposition that could hold to account government, which could demand answers to why 7 months in we haven't seen a single government bill, why we've no government business to do, why we spend the 2 days a week discussing motions which bind no one, which are private members' motions, and why the public is paying for all that, and why some people think the public should even pay more for that.
So lastly, if you were kind of school principal and writing the kind of giving a mark out of 10 and the little comment at the bottom of the report card, what would you give the Assembly?
I'd expel them all.